620 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in South Florida. Rain has been falling almost nonstop for the past 4 days. CBS News Miami's Nakaya Carrero has been asking people how they're coping.
What made you make this decision?
Honestly, I didn't want to trudge through the water. The water is filled with just so much pollutants. So I decided to just put 2 garbage bags on, go to the corner store and grab some essentials.
Melissa Myers has been stuck by floodwaters at her home, so she had to get creative when it came time to go to the store.
The wrecking ball starts swinging Friday at an infamous landmark in Parkland, Florida.
There was probably little doubt that there would never be classes again at Building 1200 on the Marjory Stoneman Douglas campus in Parkland.
They were students and athletes, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters, friends and neighbors.
In all, a gunman killed 17 students and teachers there on Valentine's Day 2018. The building preserved for legal purposes, but there's no more reason to keep it around, and now a contractor will take it down in a process that's expected to last for several weeks. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In a 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court has preserved nationwide access to a widely used abortion pill. And CBS's Jan Crawford says more major rulings are coming.
We expect more decisions from the court over the next couple weeks as the justices wrap up what's been an incredibly consequential term. And one of the cases, whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions around January 6th. I expect that case and all of these cases by the end of the month, early July.
President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky have signed a long-term security agreement on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the G7 countries are also loaning money to Ukraine to help it defend against the Russian invasion.
G7 leaders, including President Biden, came to an agreement to provide a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using the interest from hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Russian assets that have been frozen around the world.
An international group of 200 young naturalists and conservationists is recreating the voyage of naturalist Charles Darwin, famed for his studies of evolution. They're being encouraged by botanist Sarah Darwin, Charles Darwin's great-great-granddaughter.
We welcomed people from, India, Peru, Brazil, the Netherlands, the UK. It was just so energizing.
Their ship set sail from Britain last August. It's scheduled to return in July 2025. Darwin set off on his 5-year voyage around the world in 1831 and studied the plants, animals, and geology he encountered along the way. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another 2-year college is closing in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Enrollment has dropped by nearly 2/3 over the past decade. UW System Schools have closed 4 other 2-year branch campuses since last year. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to seniors. Jill Biden says age is not the issue in this election.
But what this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Pack breaks camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their 3-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the 6th inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A very comfortable night outside, mostly clear skies and middle 50s. By daybreak, we'll have light winds. On Friday, sunny skies, highs in the middle 70s. More middle 70s into Saturday, but we will see more clouds across the area. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we wrap up our On the Road tour with Jane Matt Nair in beautiful Amory on Flag Day. Join us right here on the Civic Media Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. It is Thank You Thursday. You've been waiting patiently. We're going to go straight to your calls here on Thank You Thursday. Judy from Lafayette Hills, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm grateful that you had your dad on, a senior citizen, proving that not all senior citizens are Fox watchers and conservative.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there is that myth out there. And yeah. Like your dad, I am a senior citizen. My thought is about the whole Caitlin Clark deal.
Sure.
And like your dad, I think when we're older, we see the world more on a continuum rather than this just happened. If you look at the history of basketball, you know, a lot of basketball originated in urban areas because it's a cheap sport to play. Mm-hmm. Poor people often dominated basketball, whatever group was in there, if you go back to like the 1900s. Mm-hmm. And now it's pretty dominated by African-American players in both men's and women's. So along comes this white girl who looks like she just got off a farm. She's from Iowa, I guess, or a farm area. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit of a, like, oh, well, this is different. Mm-hmm. But I asked people to think for a minute. It is about race, but not necessarily racism. And my example is Simone Biles, mm-hmm. an amazing athlete. I coached gymnastics for many years in my youth. Mm-hmm. Gymnastics was a white girl sport. And the reason gymnastics was expensive. And mostly it was suburban families that could afford to send their kids to gymnastics schools. Because you need a lot of equipment in gymnastics and a teacher. And then we have Simone Biles, who comes in at 13. The first time I saw her, I said, there's the star. That's going to be the best athlete in gymnastics ever. And is it because she's black? No, it's because she happens to have a particular set of skills that no one has had. And I think Caitlin Clark has some amazing skills that have made her entry into basketball a little bit different. She's got that long outside shot.
Yeah.
So it's like your dad said, it's complicated. It's not some simple thing. And I think we do our best as humans when we say, you know what? Caitlin's going to have to go being, like you said, that newbie who gets pushed around a little. Yeah. I just thought that was pretty normal.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty normal. I think there's and what I hope, and I think we can, what I hope about our community, about this show, about our wonderful listeners and viewers and our wonderful callers, is that instead of finding division within complexity, we can find unification, harmony, and love in complexity, right? That it's that multiple things, I tried to say even yesterday, multiple things can be true. It could be true that we can glorify in Caitlin Clark and root for her and be super happy. And we can say, yeah, there's some folks who need to get their due, who haven't had the same set of cultural opportunities as Caitlin Clark has, and they should get their due also. And we can also keep in our mind a different thought, which is, wait a minute, how can we get Simone Biles some shine? Like, we can have multiple thoughts in our heads and use those not merely to quibble, but use those to, you know, use the full part of our brain.
Exactly. I totally 100% agree with you. And I also agree with your dad about the Middle East, because everything he said was exactly how my thought process worked.
Yeah.
That I hate the killing. There are no simple answers. I've been around this, gone around the sun 78 years now, and all of my adult life, the Middle East has been complicated.
Well, so let me ask, how much has gymnastics changed since you coached it
number
of months ago?
Oh, my gosh. So much. I mean, I was coaching during the years when Olga Korbut and Nadia Comaneci came in.
Yep.
And my wife was
a gymnast, and she grew up idolizing Nadia Comaneci. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I remember when Nadia did some of her tricks thinking, oh, my gosh, who can do that? Who can? I mean, I never, just seeing a young female gymnast do a back layout in the air after a couple of back handsprings was like mind-blowing. And now you look at Simone, she's doing things that...
She basically flies.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And now, there is an improvement in all equipment and in the training and teaching, and there's everything into it. Simone happens to have the ideal gymnastics body.
Yeah.
I mean, she just does. She's small,
and somehow she knows
muscular.
How to fly. Having wings seems to help. She can fly, and most people can't fly, and it's an advantage to be able to fly.
It is, and it's a great sport, and I love watching it. But it's at times now for me, after having coached, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the tricks they're doing just...
She gets very high. I mean, when you fly, you get high in the air, and then you have to figure out how you're going to land, and somehow
and
she also manages to land.
Yes. So anyway, you do a great show. I love when you're on, and I love Tom too, but I love, you're a great substitute, and that comes from a retired teacher who did some substituting on my own in my retirement years.
Here you go. Yeah, I just come in, put on the film strip, and then you get through the next day. All right, Judy, thank you so much. Appreciate it. The other, I'll tell you, I think one of the callers, and I hope you're still listening, who took a quibble with how my dad character. I think actually one of your real disagreements was that Dad doesn't like hard fouls. Like, he doesn't like how rough the game is. He doesn't even like how defense is played now. He just thinks every single thing is a foul. You can't do that. He also thinks modern dribbling is carrying the ball. He also thinks most drives are traveling. He just sort of translates the modern basketball experience when he played, like, and back then they used a square ball. It was weird. It was a cube and it didn't roll. It was a very different, it didn't bounce. It was just, it was a cubic rock. It was four bricks mortared together, and you had to be careful not to hit people with it. That was how they played apparently back then. But in truth, my great aunt played basketball, and how much basketball has changed since then. She's a little older, but she's passed away. A little older than my dad. She was one of the early, early basketball days. And in her day, when she played in high school, she was a very good athlete. In the women's game, and I think she would characterize it the girls' game, it was high school. You had six players on each team, and you weren't allowed to cross half court. So you had three offensive players and three defensive players, and when you got the ball, if you got a rebound, you had to pass it across half court. You couldn't dribble it across half court. So, because I don't know, it'd be too strenuous. Insert your own commentary there. So things are changing. I root for the good kind of change. Let's go to Nicholas, one of our moderators, has been waiting patiently. Nicholas, thank you for all you do for the show.
Oh, my God, I thought I'd died and gone to call or purgatory or something. It's been an hour and a half. Listen, I got to move quickly. Your thoughts reminded me to be grateful about my dogs. I'm in the middle of writing a book called How the Dogs I Saved Me. And it's about the 20-plus street dogs I've rescued here in Mexico.
Amazing.
In the 27 years I've lived here. But that's only one quarter of what I wanted to call about, not even an eighth. Two things. I'm grateful for Mexico. This may not resonate with many people, but I am grateful to Mexico for having allowed me a comfortable retirement in their country. It is their country, after all, for 27 years. And this is even odder. I am grateful to China for the 20-plus years I did business in China long before the country was open, and they allowed me to get a visa to do business in China. It allowed me to succeed beyond my wildest expectations and to retire comfortably at the age of 50. I learned so much from those people. And my message to America at this point is never underestimate the Chinese, their willingness to succeed, their desire to make money, to save money, alongside help from the government, that great fearful entity, you know, communism, run for your life. They have done a lot of bad things, the government. There's no denying it. But they have worked diligently on behalf of the people, and the people have succeeded well for it all. 800 million of them brought out of dire poverty. 800 million in just 25 years. And one thing I learned, and I hope I have a minute at least.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to race, I promise you. I will race. I drove past some open farmland. There were signs up. My driver/translator, I said, what do they say? What's happening here? And he said, wow. And he said, 1 year from now, you're going to see a city for 1 million people on that land. I laughed. I said, oh, right. Sure. As though that could possibly happen. 1 year later, 12 months, the same time of year, I visited again the next year with another month in between. Every 6 months I went. There it was, a city of 1 million people. Wow. All the housing, the hospital, the schools, the stores, everything, all the infrastructure, underground sewage, underground electricity, everything, wow. Water. In 12 months, the Pennsylvania Turnpike can't fill its potholes in 12 months.
No, that's quite a thing. Mm-hmm. And Nicholas, thank you for your patience, and thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for all you do for the show.
Yep, bye.
Be well. Bob, you got a minute?
Oh, I can't do it in a minute. I'll call back.
Oh no,
another day.
No. Hang out actually, because we can do. You can hang out during the break and finish it off. So get started.
Oh, okay. Things that you're thankful for, and it seems to be one of the topics today, and also immigration.
Yep.
It seems to be a hot one. I got both in one story, because my wife is an immigrant, and she has a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. She has a master's degree in mechanical engineering. Mm-hmm. She has a master's degree in business administration. You can tell that she is a typical underachiever.
Where's she from? Where's she immigrant from?
She is from China.
Yep.
And we met. I was working over there during the early to mid 90s, and we met. And when I came home, I brought her with me, and then she got a job with an engineering company here. And besides all those other accolades, if your airbag works, thank my wife, because she has the patent for the inflator system for the dual stage airbag. Yes.
Really?
So if you're yes,
she saved lives.
So if your airbag saves your life, then thank an immigrant. And if it doesn't, you won't be around to care about it anyway. So,
well, Bob, that's
anyway,
amazing.
I just thought I'd let you know that one. Anyway, if your airbag works, thank an immigrant. Save your life.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her Just Thrive. Let's face it, life can be stressful, it can be overwhelming. Not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion, your immune system, but here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. It's for humans. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax, breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for the next mood and immune support, you will love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotic, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. And all of it comes with a money-back guarantee. What do you got to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use promo code TOM. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM. It's like getting a month for free. Thank you to the users and customers of Just Calm and Just Thrive. Back. Jeb, you win at least runner-up for most patient listener award, and you are on the air. Jeb, former governor of Florida, is busy. Miles from Los Angeles, you got about a minute and 15 seconds.
Hey, Jefferson, I'm grateful for you. It's quite an honor for Tom Hartman to choose you to fill in for him.
That's true.
So that's a great honor, and I just wanted to mention that. Yeah. And I wanted to talk just briefly about oppression. I think it causes so much mental illness for the 99% of the oppressed. All oppression is just an obscene excuse for stealing. A scam that's devised by ancient Roman vigilante pirates using the divide and conquer war model for dividing up the loot from conquered strangers, all assets, life, liberty, and property.
Yeah.
There has never been a legitimate cause for this criminally insane aggression.
Yeah.
How many have perished for nothing but this invalid excuse? And that's all I wanted to say. I'll go off the air. Thank you.
It was a great call. Thank you, Miles. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the community. And you're right. It's an honor not only from Tom, but also from all y'all. Like, I know that each of us just have sort of a job to do. My job is to try to help keep this community going, help grow it, and I am honored by and grateful for the opportunity, and grateful to each of y'all for putting up with me. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I like what he had to say, that oppression has always been just a tool for stealing. 202-808-9925. We'll be back.
To go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one. But get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Torrential rains have been falling for days in South Florida, and CBS News Miami meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says the atmospheric river will continue to flow.
We've been tapping into the tropics, and it has just been relentless rain. Tropical rains funneled right over South Florida, and that's going to continue. In fact, additional accumulations, perhaps of 2 to 4 inches, which on top of what we've already had, is going to make things a lot worse.
5 Florida counties are under states of emergency. A building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where a deadly shooting took place in 2018, will begin being demolished on Friday, says CBS's Monica Ricks.
Officials say an implosion would damage nearby structures, so crews plan to tear it apart piece by piece. But it's not just construction workers. Families of victims have also been invited to watch it go down and even grab a hammer themselves.
The demolition expected to take weeks, but should be complete by the time kids go back to school in August. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called the city of Milwaukee horrible in a private meeting with Republican members of Congress on Thursday. People who were in the room offer differing stories, saying Trump was referring to crime or voter fraud in the city, not the city itself. Regardless of Trump's intention, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson fired back the same day.
Donald Trump was talking about things that he thinks are horrible. All of us live through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in July. About 30% of Wisconsin Medicare recipients up for renewal this year have been disenrolled from their coverage, according to Wisconsin Watch. Covering Wisconsin, a UW-Madison program, is helping people reconnect with healthcare providers and other programs that support health. Call 608-261-1455 or visit their website to book an appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like crime and legal dramas, check out the reboot of Presumed Innocent starring Jake Gyllenhaal. The show is based on the book of the same title by Scott Turow, which was turned into a 1990 movie starring Harrison Ford. The show is written and executive produced by David Kelly. Gyllenhaal plays Deputy District Attorney Rusty Sabich, who is accused of killing a coworker. The first two episodes of Presumed Innocent dropped June 12th on Apple TV, and new episodes will air on Wednesday nights. Actress Kate Winslet recently spoke to Vanity Fair about how awkward and uncomfortable some of her scenes with Leo DiCaprio were in Titanic. Winslet says she constantly had to redo her makeup between takes because of the kisses with DiCaprio. Winslet added that it wasn't just the makeup issues, but that her costume in the film was very uncomfortable throughout shooting. Making it even worse is that she was only paid $2 million for the gig. We all have a cross to bear. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A very comfortable night outside, mostly clear skies and middle 50s. By daybreak, we'll have light winds. On Friday, sunny skies, highs in the middle 70s. More middle 70s into Saturday, but we will see more clouds across the area. It's 57 at our studios.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, can we get Greg Bach to attend his first ever dairy breakfast this weekend? We'll certainly milk it for all it's worth.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Voting Rights Act, the Peace Corps, the Civil Rights Act, the National School Lunch Act. Lots of kids getting education and food because of lunches. I'm grateful for the Marshall Plan, family and medical leave, Lilly Ledbetter. I'm grateful for the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. I am thankful to people who've come together to try to solve problems, recognizing we can be stronger together than we are apart. Which also means I'm grateful to each of you. And so let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Bridget from San Diego. Go ahead, Bridget. It's probably horrible weather in San Diego. San Diego always has horrible weather.
Oh, get out of here. It's beautiful.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yay. You know, I'm going to say I'm really grateful for Democracy Docket and everyone else who is exposing these voter purges that are going on. And, if you know, my question is this. If the RNC can do this and they've got all these lists of names, why is the DNC not doing that? And if anyone can do this, how do we do it?
Why not? Why are they not purging names off the voter rolls?
Yeah, why isn't the DNC doing that?
All right, I'm going to take a crack at answering it. And this actually, I think, gets to a fundamental challenge that a pro-democracy movement has. It's one of the fundamental challenges, is when are you willing to be the bad guy? When are you willing to do the dirty thing? When are you willing to do the thing that you wish people didn't do? Because if your team wins, less of that will happen and more good things will happen. That is a fundamental challenge. Are you the actor? Are you the person who performs with virtue? Or are you the person who does what it takes to win? And when what you're trying to do is build a democracy that is a little more virtuous. It's a fundamental challenge.
Right.
And to make it just a little sharper, a little more specific to the thing, if what we're saying is we want a democracy where people can participate, and we don't think things like voter purges, we don't think little games about who gets to vote and who doesn't, we don't think things like doing fake phone calls on when the voting day is, we don't do things like having to have 16 IDs if you're a senior citizen or if you're, you know, the second generation American to be enabled to vote, we don't think those things are a good idea, then can we also talk out of the other side of our mouth and say, well, we don't think it's a good idea, but until we change the laws, we're going to do them in the meantime. I don't think that stuff is out of bounds, but to try to answer your question as best I can, I think that's my answer.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The Democrats, we're the good guys. We have to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. Law and order, okay? And the other guys are just the MAGA extremists that'll do anything to win.
And so it is.
What do we do?
Yeah, and I'm not. I mean, I want to sort of sit in the challenge. My point isn't, and I want to be humbler than saying I've got the fundamental answer to that question. And by the way, I don't think it's really either or. I think that judgment and wisdom tends to be able to operate within complexity to some of the stuff we were even talking about earlier in the show, because there is a point, for instance, when it comes to campaign finance, where we think we ought to reform campaign finance, and that's not the same as unilateral disarmament, right? So I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But anyway, I think that's why you don't see big voter purges done by the Democratic National Committee.
What about a personal, just anybody out there?
You mean Bridget, you want to go and say, start purging voter rolls? I have no comment on that, Bridget. I don't know what you should do. But more seriously.
I can't do that either. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I believe in honor and that. It's just.
This is another answer, by the way. So you recruit people, like think operationally. Imagine you're the head of the Democratic Party, okay? And you recruited a bunch of people saying, hey, we're for truth, justice, and democracy. And then you say, oh, hey, by the way, would you go do some dirty stuff in favor of truth, justice, and democracy? It's harder to recruit when you were the rat effers under Nixon. And you were like all of this liberal hogwash about getting along and stronger together than we are apart and rule of law and all this. It's all liberal hogwash. What we're actually about is power. If you recruit people around power, then getting them to just do weird power stuff, it's a little easier. They sort of have an easier game. The challenge they have is finding volunteers, finding movement-driven people who aren't driven only by anger and jingoism, who want to like do their stuff, particularly if that version of definition of their stuff is mostly rewarding the powerful at the expense of the powerless, it can be harder to get some of the powerless to do stuff. One of the reasons their movement does have a challenge with kind of graft, with political consultants that don't just steal all the money out of the campaign coffers out of a presidential candidate who doesn't just use all the money for his family, is because he's built that team that isn't about a fundamental set of principles and virtues. Well, yeah, it's easier to find people who will act without principle and virtue, but it's also harder to find people who will act with principle and virtue.
Right. Well, kind of in defense of myself,
yep.
I will say, you know, I'm text banking and phone banking. I'm doing postcards.
There you go.
I'm doing what I can. I'm calling my family in other states and friends, and that's all I can do at this point.
There you go, Bridget. And somehow you'll survive through the wicked, wicked weather of San Diego. I don't know how you can handle the snow, wind, rain, and sleet there in San Diego.
Right.
Have a wonderful
one.
You know,
if the lunatics get in there by cheating or whatever, I can just hop right over the border to Mexico.
Oh,
there
geez.
We go.
Don't leave. You can't leave. You can't leave. We need you. John from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, my brother Jeff? I love Tom Hartman show, man. That was just telling me I'm a veteran and I'm a senior citizen. Hey, I listen to the show every day, man. Trying to educate myself.
Thank you for doing that.
Because they don't want to educate us anyway in this country, man. And every people got to wake up to that. They don't want to educate these children. They want to tell you all that old BS. I said, you sit there and listen to Fox News. For their BS, because they sit there and want to divide us day in and day out. Stop being ignorant and stop listening to some bunch of idiots that got sued for lying.
Yeah.
They got sued for lying.
Yeah.
And you know what it bothers me? When ABC, NBC, and CNN and all these guys talk up the stuff that tells the truth. And that's all they need to do, man. Be the Walter Cronkite, man. God, man, where's the Walter Cronkite, man? To sit up and tell the real news instead of telling us a bunch of hogwash, you know?
Yeah.
And take up for truth and honesty. If you are a person for talking about the news, David Muir and all them guys, you know, Good Morning America, talk about the truth, what's going on in this country, about these people trying to destroy this country from inside. It ain't the immigrants. And I tell all Americans, stop blaming immigrants. They ain't trying to destroy us. It's the idiots inside this country, man. They the ones blow up stuff and try to murder people for no reason.
Preach it, John. Preach it, John. And no, you're spitting some wisdom, as they say, and I will say what I mean. Like, we know that the FBI has identified more domestic terrorists than anybody in the right wing wants to acknowledge. That folks who are trying to undermine the United States from within is a real thing, and that's not some gang in Mexico, right? Not to say the gangs in Mexico are things we should root for, right? But it ain't the only challenge we've got. We've got a challenge right here we got to deal with.
That's right. But the thinking Proud Boys, we need to destroy them guys. We need to destroy them right now and get them out of here, man. They ain't for this country, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, you know, stop talking about, I'm worried about the immigrants coming. Now, well, those people trying to get here to Jesus to live, to be safe from the stuff that they got going on in their country.
John, let me take a little bit of a risk. Let me try to take a little bit of a risk. And I think you might have wanted to say something about Black history. And if you did, I want to give you the chance to do that. But I would take a little bit of risk. Is it fair to say? I don't always know if it's fair to say that somebody agrees with me on something. But is it fair to say that you and I love what's best about this country?
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what I think. You know, and I think you and me and other listeners, I think. Owning that, owning, loving what's best about this country, and defending that, and advocating that, and advancing that, I think that's the kernel. That's what I was hearing what you were saying, and I want to yell that from the rooftops. Because when I see the Proud Boys, to me, the critique of the Proud Boys is not just they hate blank; it's they at the fundamental level they hate America. They hate the best parts of America. That when you're consorting with people who are trying to undermine American elections, you're hating democracy, hating what's best about America. And that to me is my critique of them. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off. If you wanted to finish your piece, or if you did want to say the piece about Black history.
Oh man, I love the education that you guys give about Black history. Black history should be mandatory in every school. Because that is American history, man. Talk about what Black Americans done did contribute to this country from when, back in the Western days, back in the old time, man. Blacks are great people. We are great people, too. And you should be, if you're a Christian, as they want to always call it, are we a Christian country? Yeah. I don't want to talk to no Southern Baptists. Some people are racist as hell. They're the first ones that ran out there to destroy Black Americans and go back and run inside the church. Give me a break, man. Those guys should be voting for nothing. They're terrible people, man. And they go out there for hide behind that stuff. Talk about what you did to Blacks. They want to be great in this country, man. And it kills me how people don't know the Black history of some of the heroes that they put under the rug to try to hide from the Americans. But you guys put it out there, man. I mean, I get people to listen to you guys every day. Listen to 820, man. These guys tell you the truth.
Well, John, that's about the highest compliment. And let this go on a little bit just to make me feel good. Because about the highest compliment we could get, and it's speaking of Black history, today, I should have said it earlier, and if I give, and I can't give myself the credit, I got to give blackhistory.today. It's a very useful website. Today is the anniversary of when Thurgood Marshall was nominated to the Supreme Court. And nice thing about that website is every day it can give you another highlight of Black excellence, a Black celebration. And thank you for the call, John.
We need another third job back in there too, brother.
Yeah, we do.
Need another third job back.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you know what? Before you go, my civil procedure professor, named Martha Minow, she clerked for Thurgood Marshall and said it was the highlight of her life. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. God, all right, man. You be well. Have a great June.
All right, my brother.
Yeah.
I'll let you next time.
Do it. We got a minute. Jeb, you've been waiting forever. I want to take one more crack. Last time I went to you, I didn't hear back, but maybe you're listening again. Jeb, yes. From Virginia. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you know that lightning bugs.
I'm aware of a lightning bug. We don't have them as much where I am, but I'm aware of a lightning bug. I've been with lightning bugs among them, and they have been with me before.
Yes. Well, right here in Virginia, used to, when I was growing up, the sky would be full of them. Now, the other night, I was out a couple hours, and I just seen one.
We have a decline in lightning bugs.
Yeah, and that's because of global warming, I think.
Wow. I had not, thank you for calling about that. I had not connected those dots or thought about it. Like, fireflies, one of the coolest things as a kid, right? One of the coolest insects one could imagine. And of course, it's impacted. I'm aware of what's been happening with pollinators. We got a real issue with pollinators, bees, etc. But of course, it's impacting lightning bugs and fireflies. Thank you for that call.
Okay, thank
all right,
you.
Man. We'll try to be a little bit of a lightning bug here. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith, 202-808-9925. Big Finish coming up.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is the Tom Hartman Program. You guys are awesome. My gratitude is to you, 202-808-9925.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click, but the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
And here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty customer, says about her dog and Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again. He's running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny. He has his old sparkle back. Tom and Louise also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it or thaw or store in the fridge, which can expire more quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it isn't messy, and you don't have to squeeze it from wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, is naturally full of nutrients. You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. All dogs go to heaven. They do. I checked. I don't know much, but I know that. We got to do a speed round before the big finish. We got like, everybody's got like 20 seconds if we can do it. Let's see if we can do it. Rich, you got a chance.
Hey, Jefferson, first time caller. I'm thankful for you. I am thankful for your opening segment. I give my trash guys money around the holidays. And nice. I always say, as a friend of mine said, please and thank you are the easiest things to say, and they're always free. And I wanted to talk about, real quickly, the woman from North Carolina was called about 12:34 Eastern time, your time. Every single person in this country, including myself, I'm a first-generation American, came over illegally. We all came through Ellis Island, but the fact of the matter is there are no such things, as Tom says, as illegal persons. We have an illegal employer problem, you know? And the fact is we had a progressive reform. When Reagan looked the other way to give his corporate buddies cheap labor, and it's been going on ever since. And these people are the hardest working people that I know. And white Americans like that woman from North Carolina would never do that kind of work. And these people contribute money into the coffers, and they don't get anything back. And prop up our Social Security funds, which the Republican Nazis have been screaming about, is going to go.
We got 15 seconds before before the show closes, and I've got to say goodbye. But I really appreciate your passion. I really appreciate your call, and I really appreciate the sentiment.
All right. Take care, Jefferson.
Be well, man. Keep listening. Keep calling. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Randy. I'm going to be back again tomorrow. If you call Randy, it'll be one of the first calls I take. We do have to move on. But in all this stuff, the reason we like to take this little break, the reason I like to do Thank You Thursday, just to reiterate for the people who missed the very beginning, it's not just for the person who receives it, it's for you. It'll make you healthier, it'll make you happier, and it'll help our movement be a little stronger, be a little more together, be a little more strengthened for the next fight, for the next thing we need to build. You're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. And with you, democracy has a chance. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm Jeff. This is your show. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, And I think you will, too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for Dominic's birthday and airing of the grievances, Devil's Advocates. You know how we do it. The birthday edition. Tune in for it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.